T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
We're in for clearing skies and cool temperatures for the rest of the day, and chilly tonight for high school football. Get the latest on your weekend forecast from Chief Meteorologist Dan Brunoff at KRLD.com. Your top local stories this afternoon: a judge deciding punishment for a Dallas woman who subjected her young son to years of unnecessary medical treatment. KRLD's LP Phillips has an update on the hearing.
Kayleen Bowen Ryan pleaded guilty to a charge of injury to a child by recklessness in August. She spent years putting the young boy through unnecessary medical appointments and procedures, at times telling the boy he was dying, hooking him up to feeding tubes. 13 operations. In all, he made over 350 unnecessary visits to doctors and hospitals. In a sentencing hearing this morning, the child's father and numerous doctors have testified about the extents that Bowen Wright went to keep that child in medical care. Judge Ernest White could sentence her to a range of probation to 20 years in prison. That hearing has recessed for lunch and will resume at 1:15.
That's LP Phillips. Indictments have been handed up in a double stabbing that happened in the parking lot of a Richardson grocery store. 26-year-old Armando Navarro is charged with murdering one man and seriously wounding another. Police say he also stole one of the victim's cars and got into two wrecks, one in Richardson and one in Dallas.
They located him and took him into custody, and they didn't actually know that he was wanted for a homicide here in our city.
Richardson Police Sergeant Kevin Perlick says Dallas police still had Navarro in custody when they got word about the Richardson murder. A crash in northeast Dallas sends two police officers to the hospital. Here's KRLD's Alan Skaya.
Dallas police say the officers were in a squad car at a flashing red light about 5:30 this morning. They're waiting to pull on the Northwest Highway between Jupiter and Garland Road. Police say the officers pulled out and hit another car that was passing through the intersection. They say the other car was driving through a flashing yellow light and had the right of way. The two officers were hurt and went to the hospital for observation. The driver of the other car had no injuries, but his car had to be loaded onto a wrecker and towed away. Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
DART is getting ready for even more visitors from out of town this weekend. Dallas Area Rapid Transit planning to run extra trains for tomorrow's Texas OU game.
It's an experience for a number of people because you have our regular riders who have the weekend available, so they're familiar with how DART works and they just hop right on board. But we also get the tourists and the visitors who maybe they know, maybe they don't know how to use Dallas Area Rapid Transit.
Mark Ball says DART will have volunteers at stations to give directions and answer questions for the visitors. The red and green lines start at 7 o'clock tomorrow morning. Southbound trains will run every 10 minutes, but the green line will skip Victory Station and stop at Union Station. Then southbound trains will go straight to MLK, south of Fair Park. A special Fair Park line will run from Union Station. We have full details on the DART schedule at KRLD.com. And don't forget, you can catch all the action in the Texas OU game starting at 11 a.m. tomorrow on News Radio 1080 KRLD. We will also stream the broadcast in the DFW area on the radio.com app. Grapevine police want to hear from anyone who may have had contact with an upskirt photo suspect. Here's KRLD's Andrew Greenstein.
Grapevine police arrested 57-year-old Leroy Grove as he was leaving the Walmart store on Tuesday. Police had searched his phone and found upskirt photos of a woman he had allegedly been following around. Amanda McNew with Grapevine Police says a subsequent investigation found that the woman inside the store was not his only victim. He had several upskirt photos of several women from several locations.
Anyone who believes they've had contact with Grove and feels they could be a victim, they're encouraged to call their local police department or ours.
Grove was arraigned yesterday on a charge of improper photography or visual recording and is in the Tarrant County Jail on $1,500 bond. Andrew Greenstein, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
The former president of Mothers Against Drunk Driving has died. Laura Dean Mooney died Thursday night at age 59. She's survived by her husband, College Station Mayor Carl Mooney. Southwest Airlines making some pricing changes, eliminating a popular discount program. Details from KRLD's John Little.
The Dallas-based discount carrier will eliminate senior discounts as of December 11th. And that's not just a measly change, because in some cases, we're talking about hundreds of dollars in difference. The program had offered fully refundable tickets at a significant discount from the normal refundable rate. You can still buy the cheapest want-to-get-away fare, but those can only be refunded for future credit. Southwest says they do still plan to offer discounts for children 11 and under, but you have to purchase those over the phone. John Little, News Radio 1080, KRLD.
And the Cowboys will try to snap a two-game losing streak Sunday afternoon as they visit the New York Jets. Jets quarterback Sam Darnold is expected to start. Game time is 3:25 Sunday on 105.3 The Fan.
The All Local, updated several times a day on the podcast page on KRLD.com. Listen to us on the radio.com app anytime, anywhere. For the latest breaking news plus traffic and weather together on the 8s. News Radio 1080 KRLD.